This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Alicia Connor-Todd, the clinical liaison and director of marketing at Tulsa Nursing Center and Villages at Southern Hills, part of Stonegate Senior Living, an award-winning senior housing and care company. With a long-standing background in senior health care and rehabilitation management, Ms. Connor-Todd also brings professional experience in media and marketing to her role. Ms. Connor-Todd, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Hey, Eric, it's great to be here with you again.
Yes, and good to have you back with us. Looking forward to our conversation today, and with it being summer on the tail end, but still hot out there, why do seniors need to be more mindful of soaring temperatures during the summer?
Well, Eric, as seniors age, we lose a lot of our body fluids. So, like a senior's body weight is 50% water, whereas when they're younger, it is 60%. So as you age, seniors also lose that sensation of thirst. Like a lot of our sensations are not as keen and perked as they were when we were younger. A lot of times medications can cause you to lose that sensation of needing to drink water. So we have to be very conscientious that as we age, we have to make sure we're taking in more water, because we're not able to handle and metabolize and adjust to the different changes with heat. So that's a really important reason why staying hydrated and dealing with the heat, because it can lead to other symptoms of being lethargic, being dizzy, lightheaded, if you're not staying hydrated. And a lot of seniors are at risk of falling. So we want to do everything that we can to prevent falls and stay hydrated.
Yeah, certainly makes sense. Now, what are the signs that someone is overheating?
Some of the signs that, let's say that you were outside enjoying the weather and maybe you got busy with yard work and you just weren't drinking enough fluids. And then all of a sudden you start thinking, wow, I feel a little dizzy or lightheaded. And you think, well, maybe it's because I was bending over in the yard working in the garden. Nope, it's probably because you've gotten overheated and you weren't taking in enough fluids. Let's say you go and sit down and you're like, wow, I'm really feeling a little nauseated and queasy. You really need to make sure you're putting some nutrition in you and some fluids, because those are the early signs that you are not hydrating enough. Other signs would be that your heart might start racing and you're not urinating enough. So we've just got to be conscientious of when we're outside with the temperatures this high in the humidity this high, we've got to come up with a better plan. Be out early in the morning. It's beautiful in the morning and the temperatures are cooler and less humidity. Even sometimes in parts of our country, at night in the evening times, it might still be 90 degrees at 9 o'clock at night. So we still have to be conscientious of what is the temperature and what is it that I can do. And being smart and preventing these heat strokes and overexertion, those are the things that we need to be doing, is preventing those things from happening to a senior in the first place.
Now, Alicia, what are the best immediate steps to take if you or your loved one appears to be overheating?
Well, the first thing to do is get them into like an air-conditioned place, fan them, put a fan on them, get them to drink water. It can be room temperature water. Sometimes that's easier for people to absorb and take in a lot at one time. Put cold compress. And if you don't have time to grab all those things, just grab what you can. Putting moisture around the neck, the face, grab a kitchen towel, a bath towel, and just wet it down and put it on them. Putting ice, like in the armpits, the groin area behind the knees, cooling a person down. Now, if they're really having signs and symptoms and you're concerned about it, you need to go ahead and call 911 and let an ambulance be on the way, because people do pass away from heat exhaustion and heat strokes. So cool the body temperature down as quickly as possible. Don't leave them alone. Get them to drink water. And if you feel like they're not going to fall, you might put them in a shower. But if you're not sure, just lay them down, set them in a chair, and just push fluids. If they're sweating, it's probably a good idea to do a sports drink. Just don't do anything like caffeine, coffee, alcohol, just water, and maybe a sports drink to put some electrolytes back in them. Keep them cool and moist.
Most helpful information and a great topic to cover this time of year. Today we're speaking with, once again, Alicia Connor-Todd, the clinical liaison and director of marketing at Tulsa Nursing Center and Villages at Southern Hills, part of Stonegate Senior Living, an award-winning senior housing and care company, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Senior Care Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, get into why hydration is so important.
Our bodies are mostly made of water, and think that water can jumpstart our morning. It can. I really recommend having a glass of water or a bottle of water at your bedside. And before you start moving around too much in the morning, drink one of those glasses or bottles of water. It gives you a jump start. It helps your morning start off better. It helps you stay more regulated with your digestive system. It fills you up faster, so it helps you with weight loss and control. It's kind of like water lubricates your bones and gets you going in the morning, and it can really get that metabolism going, and it's just a great way to start the day. One of the things that I recommend every day is drink a liter of water in the morning. We all need to be drinking 9 to 10, 12 glasses of water a day. One of the things that I highly recommend, if you're not good at counting, or you like, oh yeah, I think I'm on my fifth glass bottle of water, and you might only be on your second, is there's a little trick. It's called clear by 3. Your urine should be clear by 3 o'clock every day. So go to the bathroom at 3 o'clock, and if your urine is bright yellow, that means you have not had enough water. If it's clear, then that's a good sign. You're doing a good job hydrating. Other ways to get liquids and fluid into you is look at the fruit that you could be munching on. The fruit is so good in the summertime. You've got watermelons, you've got cantaloupes, you've got fresh vegetables. Those are smart ways to get fiber into your body and also get more hydration. So snack on those things. Keep those healthy fruits and vegetables around. Just lay them around and just snack on them all day long, because those are really good sources of nutrition and hydration. And we need those things because our bodies are, especially in high humidity and temperatures, we're burning up a lot of those fluids. So we've got to keep replenishing our bodies. Our bodies function better when it's hydrated. Another thing that I tell my patients and their families is before you go to surgery, make sure you're really hydrating 48 hours before surgery. It helps you start IVs quicker and easier, and it also helps you recuperate from surgery faster. So hydration is extremely important. One of the leading top 10 reasons why people go to the hospital in our country is dehydration. Dehydration can lead to urinary tract infections, and those two things are major reasons for hospitalizations, especially with seniors. And a urinary tract infection because you haven't been drinking enough fluids, that's something that we all have control over. So push those fluids, either for yourself, your family, or for a loved one, or for a senior.
Solid information. Really appreciate your sharing all these details. So important. Lastly, again, if you would, hit on how much water do we really need, and are we generally getting enough water?
No, none of us are getting enough water. Have you had enough water today, Eric?
Actually, my goal is 2 liters a day, and I'm about halfway there, so I'm not doing too bad.
I've got like 3 bottles lined up here in in front of me. I'm like, I've got to get those down. Women probably can do about 9 glasses of water, and men usually can do 12 or 13 glasses of water just because of the body mass and size is different. We just need to be pushing fluids. And I know a lot of people don't like water, but I promise you, if you will just make yourself for, like, give it 30 days, just really push fluids, you will be healthier, you'll lose weight, you'll feel better. Your urine needs to be clear. And different people might need different amounts of water, so you'll learn that is what's good for me, this is what works. If you use that clear by 3, if your urine's clear by 3 in the afternoon, you've done a good job of hydrating. And when I've shown those foods and things, that really make a huge difference. But you can tell when you're feeling better and you're not dizzy or lightheaded, that tolerating and you're replenishing your body with fluids. And that's extremely important. One of the things that I see a lot with our patients, Eric, as we age, men and women, a lot of people have less control of their bladders in our urination, and we feel like we have to urinate all the time. So a lot of our in our seniors say, well, I don't have to go to the bathroom. It's too hard to get up and down, so I'm not going to drink water. This is something that every day, and I want to encourage your family members, encourage your seniors, drink water, stay away from caffeine and alcohol and coffee and things like that. Just learn to drink water. Once you drink water for a good, like, your bladder will get more used to it being full of water, and you actually will be urinating less. And then when you do with your body, when you go to the bathroom, you'll empty your bladder more completely. So in the beginning, you may feel like the first couple of weeks you're just going to them constantly, but that's a good sign that your bladder is working, and the more you use it, the better it'll be. But if you'll give yourself a good 30 days of just staying really hydrated, I promise you, your bladder and your urination will catch up, and you'll actually be more controlled of that urination and not feeling like it's just constantly dribbling or you have to go constantly. So hang in a good 30 days, and you'll really stick with your urination and your bladder function.
Alicia, always good to have you. Some really helpful information and a great topic, and certainly applies to not only seniors but anyone tuning in. So really appreciate your focusing in on this today. Once again, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Well, you know, my motto this year, Eric, is to last more. So I want to ask you a joke. Knock, knock, Eric.
Who's there?
Water.
Water who?
What are you waiting for? Go ahead and turn up the music.
There you go.
Okay, Eric, what did the ocean say to the beach?
You got me on that one.
It didn't say anything. It just waved.
Careful now. You're hurting me over here.
Well, remember, keep laughter and water in your life today. And clear by 3.
And clear by 3 it is. Again, Alicia, thanks so much for joining us. Where can listeners get all the details on Tulsa Nursing Center in Villages at Southern Hills?
They can email me at aconnortodd@stonegatesl.com. So that's Alicia Connor Todd at stonegateseniorliving.com.
And of course, appropriate links will be shared within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Alicia, thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you. Make sure you eat some watermelon today, Eric.
And some more added advice. Thanks for that, Alicia. We've been speaking with Alicia Connor-Todd, the clinical liaison and director of marketing at Tulsa Nursing Center in Villages at Southern Hills, part of Stonegate Senior Living, an award-winning senior housing and care company. And for further details, visit stonegatesl.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. eHealthCenter.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.